Perikud Aleph, chapter 11 of Tehillim, David Melech writes, Hashem Tzadik Yivchan, that Hashem tests, checks the Tzadik, the righteous person, V'rasha V'oev Hamas, but the wicked person, who the lover of hatred, Sana Nafsho, Hashem despises that person. Sometimes it can feel in our lives when we're facing a setback, we're facing a challenging time, we're facing something where it feels like we're being tested in a way that seems unfair, unnecessary. And oftentimes it can feel like the good guys have a harder time than, quote unquote, the bad guys. They can get away with things. They can do things. Why are they able to be, quote unquote, seemingly successful? But those who are trying to do the right thing have a much harder time. Why is it sometimes that we have a harder time doing the right thing than doing the wrong thing? And that can lead to a lot of despair, a lot of challenge internally, and a lot of darker thoughts. And David HaMelech is writing here, and what we're davening as we say this Tehillim is Hashem Tzadik Yivchan, to be able to understand that the Yivchan, the testing that we are experiencing, the challenges that we're facing, those are a function of Hashem's care for us, Hashem's interest in us. Ravitcher Meyer Morgenstern gives an analogy to a parent who has two children. They have a child who has some sort of disability, some sort of limitation, and they have a child who has a lot of resources, a lot of strengths, a lot of potential, a lot of capacity. The parent is going to have much higher expectations and present many more challenges to the child that has that full capacity. To a child who has more limitations, more disability, the parent is going to make it a bit of an easier course for that child. Hashem's interest in us, Hashem's testing us, is coming from a place of belief in us. It comes from a place of loving us. It comes from a place of caring about us. Rabbi Nachman writes that very often on an individual level, a person experiences a level of challenge that they previously weren't experiencing. And so the natural response to that is to think, well, I must have fallen back. I must be sliding back. And that's why I'm having such a hard time. That's why I'm failing in this or struggling in this again. A week ago, I was doing great. So why am I struggling again? It must be that I've fallen backwards. Rabbi Nachman says it's actually the exact opposite. It's as you progress, as you get to higher levels, as you're doing better, the tests become more challenging. And those tests are a function and a reflection of doing well, of being cared about, of being loved, of being valued, and of Hashem having interest in us. And so as we're davening these words, of course, we ask Hashem that we're given the strength to pass these tests, we're given the endurance to pass these tests, we're given the resilience to pass these tests, and also we might daven that the tests get a little bit easier in some ways, but we're also really trying to daven and internalize and meditate upon the fact that these tests are a reflection of Hashem's love for us that we're trying to internalize. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.